Fuck you, Bob.
And of course, you're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Pop Defect Radio. And something I don't do much on Pop Defect Radio, but I opened up the local paper here, the Scent Anal. And of course, the regular Good Times. The little weekly rag we get for free. I'm not sure if the Metro's hanging it, but I saw it in the Good Crimes. There's this little insert that's been going around. It's definitely in the Scent Anal and in the Good Crimes. It's called One Person's Trash, Your Guide to Reduce, Reusing, and Recycling. Sounds pretty nice. Recycling? Sounds very nice out there. You want to recycle all your things and save the world and all that kind of good. That's put out from the Santa Cruz, City of Santa Cruz Public Works Department. And their phone number is 420-5160, 831-420-5160. You can also get this article in Adobe format at www.ci.santa-cruz.ca.us/. Got the Blue Meanies backing me up there. That last track was called Vote No. I'd like to put that out to the special election coming up. On November 8th, vote no on everything. All right, we're going to get into this. Let's read it now, shall we? Scavenging, it's against the law. It's 5 a.m., recycling truck 207 rolls down the street, picking up blue carts full of bottles, cans, paper, and cardboard. As the driver turns down onto the next street, she already knows what to expect from the haul. Not much. Blue recycling carts line the street, but there is something amiss. Many of the lids are open. There is paper and debris strewn on the street and sidewalk. Scavengers have been there. It's depressing to have a job of picking up recyclables only to find that someone else has been there and taking the best material. The practice of taking recyclables from city-owned blue containers is called scavenging, and it is illegal in Santa Cruz. Liberal Santa Cruz, by the way. Yes, it is illegal to take recyclables from a blue container that is on the street. They have a little picture here on one person's trash, little insert. And amazingly enough, this picture of a blue container, one of the Santa Cruz recyclable containers, is sitting out on the curb of the city office right in front of the Public Works Department. I don't know how they do that, but there's this so-called homeless man with three giant trash bags and brand new Levi's and brand new, it looks like very nice brand new Levi's, nice shirt, and well, you can't see his head and his face because it's covered with bags, and strewn about the recyclable container are various recyclables that this person supposedly was raiding, didn't pick up the ones that were around. I don't know what that's all about. To me, it looks like it was a little staged piece here because it's right in front of the city offices. So check that out, dude. Go to www.ci.santa-cruz.ca.us/onepersonstrash. That's the Public Works Department. You got to look, scroll down. You see this little green thing that says One Person's Trash, Your Guide to Reduce, Reusing, or Reusing and Recycling. And they give a list of the scavenging is a gateway crime. This is something we got to watch out for because, you know, there's some of us that want to scavenge because maybe we might need to spend a few money, you know, to buy some top ramen to get through the week. But you don't want to do that now because it is a gateway crime. Scavenging is called a, quote, gateway crime because people who steal recyclables begin to believe that it is okay to take something else. Officer Jim Howes of the Santa Cruz Police Department agrees. Quote, scavenging encourages large numbers of unknown people to come into our neighborhoods with the intent, I tell you, the intent of taking recyclables. This is not a harmless crime because it can lead to the deterioration of our neighborhoods as well as other types of crime, such as trespassing, theft of larger or more valuable items, as well as breaking and entering in the home. Be forewarned, neighbors mentioned that the past scavenging usually took place in early morning hours when most people aren't up and around, but now the customer complaints tell us that scavengers are on the streets at all times of the day. My God, people, this is going on in your neighborhood right now in Santa Cruz. You should be outraged. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We have a caller on the line. I guess you would you like to respond, caller? Caller, you're on the air. Would you like to respond to...
Oh, yeah.
How's it going there, caller?
I feel like you have a lot of anger.
I hope you're not digging. I hope you're not digging through a dumpster right now.
I was thinking about it, but I feel you have a lot of anger, Bob.
I was just getting into the piece here because it's so well written. It's.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted to hear about your anger. Man, this is confusing. I should have turned my radio down. Okay, I'll talk to you later, man.
Thank you, sir. Scavenging is against the law. God damn it. Stop it now. So I'm sure you're the skeptical out there. People might be skeptical. It says, Skidmark Bob, why should we stop scavenging from our blue containers in our neighborhood? Why should we stop? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, they have a list right here. They also have a number, a special number to call, 471-1131, Stop Scavenging Non-Emergency Dispatch Number. I guess they have scavenging police now. But why should our community care about scavenging? Number one, residents may pay higher refuse rates to make up for revenues from lost scavenging. Well, let's think about that one for a little bit. If the truck comes along and picks up the thing and pours it in, like most of them, they don't really look and see what's inside of it. Because it's all automatic. The truck comes and picks it up and throws it in. How do they know what was missing from there? Okay, that's something to ponder. Okay, number two. Scavenging can be, quote, a gateway crime leading to other behavior such as additional theft, trespassing, or breaking and entering. Money from recycling may be used to purchase drugs or alcohol. Excuse me, let me get a drink. Well, that's a possibility since most of the recyclables are drugs or alcohol, mostly beer cans and bottles and things. Or, you know, you don't know what people are spending the money on. Okay, I'm going on here. Number three, many people do not feel safe when scavengers in their neighborhoods and near their parks and schools. Scavengers are dangerous people. That's what it says right here in the city paper, the city, your city, Public Works Department put this publication out. You should call them, 471-1131. Let them know what you think. The non-emergency dispatch number. Let's continue on. Four, thieves may be prowling or casing neighborhoods as they scavenge. So basically now we're relating scavengers to thieves. Since scavengers are now all thieves, they're probably going to be terrorists in the next one. All right, let me see. Number five, scavengers may become abusive or violent if confronted. Don't take my garbage, please. Don't. Leave my garbage alone. It's my refuse. God damn it. Need I say more? Number, where are we? 7. When scavenging goes unchecked, law enforcement becomes overburdened with this problem. Law enforcement has problems with people scavenging and making money off recyclables. Maybe they might think that some of those quote-unquote scavengers are cleaning up the neighborhood by picking up unwanted bottles and cans. They're lying about the neighborhood, the floor, you know, the streets. Oh, that's not in here. 8, scavengers may leave the street, sidewalk, and your lawn a mess. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard of anybody doing that in my house. I hear people in there taking cans and bottles, and that's what they want to do. That's fine. I don't care. I don't give a flying fuck what they do to the blue thing out front. Does anybody else? I mean, this is really stupid. Okay, let me get through this. Okay, get through. Strangers become comfortable taking things from our neighborhoods. That's 9. And 10, final top 10, scavenging affects the morale of city personnel. That's the 10th and top one there. Scavenging affects the morale of city personnel. So I guess there's a huge effect on city personnel. And the scavenging facts. We got scavenging facts here. Some scavengers may not know that they are stealing and that it is a crime. And it is illegal to take anything out of a city recycling or refuse container if that container is not assigned to you. That container must be assigned unto you for you to even open that recycling container. So think about that. Maybe you're just a housemate. Maybe your name's not on the bill, but don't touch the refuse containers. The city does not charge residents or businesses for recycling, as in most other cities. It is offered at no extra charge with refuse service. The city receives about $1.2 million each year from the sale of recyclables. City recycling program costs about $3.1 million yearly for collection and processing. Rates make up the rest. These are the scavenging facts. If you have additional recycling, call 420-555-5220 for additional cart. Yeah, but you got to pay for that fucking cart, don't you? You ever notice that you get the little small container and they put that little bucket inside the small container and you got to kind of like pry it open so you can get more room? It's really silly what they do. But anyway, yeah, this is, I just thought folks might want to know in Santa Cruz about what's going on in their neighborhoods. One person's trash, scavenging, it's against the law. And just to let you know about the law, 6.12.035, scavenging prohibited. No person shall scavenge or otherwise salvage or remove any materials whatsoever from solid waste or recyclables set out for collection in accordance with this chapter. Solid waste and recyclables set out for collection are the property and responsibility of the City of Santa Cruz or its duly authorized agents. No person shall purchase recyclable materials from any other person who has removed such materials from a designated recyclables container or receptacle in violation of this section. Where the prospective purchaser knows or reasonably should know that such materials will illegally obtain. Now that's a lot to think about your recyclables, but think about that, folks. We're going to have Homeland Security out there checking for recyclables, making sure that you have your own recyclables in your container if you have any more than those. I'm sorry. I hate to think about what... Anyway, 612.120, City of Santa Cruz, warning. The recyclable materials in this container are part of the City of Santa Cruz curbside recycling program. Any person who removes recyclable materials from this container shall be guilty. Guilty of a misdemeanor. And may be subject to civil penalties up to $1,000. Santa Cruz Municipal Code, Santa Cruz, California, Liberal, Santa Cruz. Thank you very much. Be careful recycling out there. It's a dangerous fucking world.
on a highway, I'm looking for aluminum cans. Not to recycle, I do it for the money. I don't have a bicycle and I don't have a basket, and I feel like an ass on a highway with a trash bag. Sunburn and it's getting hotter, and I'm getting thirsty. I wish I had some water. When I cash my cans in, I can get my money and I can buy a drink with $1.50. I save my cans. Save my cans, aluminum cans, aluminum cans. I save my cans, I save my cans, aluminum cans, aluminum cans.
Oh no.
Thank you.